I have a feeling that our first guest tonight could do the same thing. Ike Shahada joins the show from Ike's Sandwiches. Ike, what's going on? How are you doing?
Hey, FP, what's up? I'm doing amazing. How's everything going?
It's going well, man. We got you on the show, and I'm looking at your menu here. I'm looking at your sandwiches, and it's just making me so hungry, man. You do such a good job. Like, seriously, like, amazing, amazing stuff.
I appreciate that. What are some of your favorite ones?
Well, the Madison Bumgarner is really, I mean, amazing. And what about, don't you have a Matt Cain? And tell me about some of your sandwiches.
I've got a lot of Giants themed sandwiches. The Madison Bumgarner, that is the one that I personally eat the most. The Matt Cain sandwich, which is roast beef, salami, and turkey, and Godfather sauce, that's our most popular sandwich, though. Matt Cain is like a Hall of Fame sandwich. I know he only got, zero votes or one vote for the Hall of Fame, but he's a Hall of Famer at Ike's.
Do you have a Marty Lurie? He's in studio tonight with me, sitting next to me. Do you have a Marty Lurie on your menu?
Oh, Marty, I met you once. We're going to do a sandwich sometime. We'll see.
Right. Ike? I met Ike in spring training. Remember Ike when I met you?
Yeah, it was a good time. We got to eat sometime soon, too.
Yeah, in Mesa. You've got a shop in Mesa, right?
We got a bunch in Arizona, yeah. So for spring training, come out and visit Ike. We got like 10 out here.
Yeah, now. I met Ike at the ballpark, and he said he was going to make a Marty Lurie sandwich, and I'm waiting.
How about just some soup, like Marty Lurie soup? That's so bad. I'm sorry. Ike, you going to be at Fan Fest tomorrow?
No, I'm not. I'm in Arizona this week and next week, so that won't be at a Fan Fest, but there will be sandwiches.
That's awesome. I can't wait. So you have like over 100 stores now? Like, look at you. You're killing it.
It's a testament to the fans in the San Francisco specifically, and then the Bay Area and California at large. I started in San Francisco 15 years ago, and the fact that we're almost at 100 locations, it's quite crazy.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
Ike, what's your favorite sandwich?
Well, I eat the Madison Bumgarner the most, but my favorite one is more likely the Paul Reuben, the West Coast style Reuben, pastrami, our own sauce. I love that because I'm kind of a sandwich purist. The Madison Bumgarner has my heart.
Who'd you name the backstabber after?
I get that question a lot, especially from my friends and family.
Is it my ex-girlfriend or something?
No, it's named that. It gets its name because it's got artichoke hearts and Caesar dressing on there. So it's just a play on good old Julius Caesar. It's not named after anybody that's alive, at least.
Yeah, I'm a Reuben. Reuben for me. I'm a Brooklyn kid, so the Reuben sandwich is my favorite.
I love that one. Yeah. Purple slaw.
Yep. You hooked me on that, Ike.
That's awesome, Mike. Is there anything else you want to get out there while you're on the air?
Well, we're all about love and sandwiches, so celebrate your favorite sports team, the Giants. But also, we're giving away 10 date nights, up to 10 date nights per day on our social media. So go out there. We're all about love and sandwiches, so feeding people and having the love. So come on in. You might win a date to rekindle your relationship or start a new one, or even just bring a friend or family member and share some tasty food and create some memories.
Look at you, Ike. You're going all Tinder on us. I love it, dude.
Really? Wow.
That's awesome. Wait, wow. Hey, thanks for coming on tonight.
Life lesson right in real life.
Yes, awesome.
I got
dude.
Something to do now in Mesa.
Yeah, some dirty sauce and some sandwiches. I love
it. Okay, I'm in.
I'm in too. Ike, thanks for coming on, man. We'll look forward to having some of Sandoz at the Fan Fest tomorrow.
You're welcome. Stay dirty, guys.
All right. That's Ike from Ike's Sandwiches. Nice
Big
enough to come on the show tonight.
Baseball fan.
Yes.
I met him, seriously, at the game in Arizona. And there were Ike's sandwiches and all that, and a huge fan. Very nice man.
That's cool.
Very nice.
That's nice to have him on. I'm just looking at these sandwiches. I've had one a long time.
You're making me hungry.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.